HXS, KN4, BWA.
WA, KA5WMO.
What you doing, big boy? What you up to today?
I'm heading back to Home Depot to exchange some parts out for a project I'm working on. I got a size too small.
No, I hate it when that happens. Well, where you at? What area are you in?
I live in Taylor's. I'm heading to the Greer Home Depot.
That's that area. I'm on Wade Hampton, passing the Dodge dealership right now.
I'm coming up from the south side of Home Depot, passing the Discount Tire and Firestone McDonald's area.
Well, how have you been doing, big guy?
I missed you at field day. We had field day up at the equestrian park. Didn't see you there this weekend.
I've had a few little medical issues, but fortunately, the doc cut me loose yesterday, and I'm back on see it, eat it. I was on a real restricted, bland diet there for a while, and I'm back.
That happens. I noticed I hadn't heard you on the air for a while, so I was wondering what was going on. But, working on a small antenna project in the backyard, and the pipe I got was too... not the right size, so I want to see if I can find another one that'll work.
Are you working on like a mast or something of that nature?
It's a base plate for a vertical.
Well, let me recommend something to you. If you want to buy steel or aluminum by the pound, there is a place downtown Greenville that I go for scrap metals, and buddy, I can buy metal down there like you would not believe.
I have to keep that in mind. If this doesn't work, I'm going to have to give you a holler and figure out where it is.
Well, they got plate steel, it's a scrap yard, but they resell all kinds of metals that they get picked up. Man, they got everything in the book over there.
Sounds good. Let me let you go. I just parked here in the parking lot. And, we'll holler at you down the line. KN4 BWA, KA5WLS.
LL, KN4 BWA. Bud, have a good day, and just don't do like I will. And mash a finger or two. Talk to you later. 73, KN4 BWA, clear.
Steve, KN4 MFW.
Say so. Jimmy, what are you doing over on this repeater?
Big been out doing a couple of things and headed back to the house. But he's already in a parking lot, so he didn't see no antennas on his car. But sounds like you're headed toward Greenville.
No, I'm headed away. I'm headed back towards the hacienda. What are you doing?
Well, I'm headed toward my hacienda. Time for a snack.
So I guess you've just got dropped back into town and going to work a little bit, make enough money to get back out?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing, making money for that Mustang sitting there in the driveway. I got a lot of parts inside the car, and it's either too cold, too hot, or I was busy and hadn't been able. I've got some things done, but I still got a little bit more to go, and then I'm coming up to your house, pick my motor up, and start doing all that stuff.
Jimmy, I hate to tell you this, but I sold that motor for storage fee.
that thing cost me a bunch of money.
Up there, you come on and get it. That'll make a nice little space for me to store some of my other junk in. That's good. So what are you thinking, next couple of months?
I got to hurry up and get all this stuff done and get it running and all that kind of stuff. Because in November, I'm going to have my right hip replaced, so I'll be down for a little while. longer with it.
Oh, but you know what? I'll tell you what. If it's anything like getting your knees replaced, you won't regret it.
Yeah, right now I can't take my right leg and go out to the right. Or if you make a turn a certain way, it lets you know real quick. But I've got a shot in there right now, and it's giving me a pretty good cushion, better than the other two that I've had. And so far, so good. I might have to have one more before he goes in there, but I'm going to put it off so I don't have too much of that gook in there when he gets ready to open it up, get in the way.
What you mean? Well, listen, they do that procedure two ways. One of the ways, you cannot cross your legs and you cannot squat down anymore. Make sure that you get the procedure. Your doctor's doing the procedure where you can still do that stuff, because I know that'll be important to you.
Believe it. It will be the surgery where they go in on top, and all they do is move the muscles out of the way with those little finger thing tools they got, and then he just pulls the bone up, does the cutting and replacing, and just pushes everything back into place, so he never really cuts the issue like they did with our knees.
Good. If you have it done that way, you'll be almost back to complete normal, bud. That's good. That's good. All right. Well, listen, I just pulled up here in front of O'Reilly's. You know that Chevy I had?
Topped off in a hole over here.
Yeah, I had.
Truck, right?
Yes, sir. Well, I got rid of it. And I got me a 2024 Ram 2500 gas.
2500. What are you going to do? Pull half of Taylor's over there out of the way?
Come to find out, that camper of mine is 7,000 pounds, and that truck was only rated for 9,400. And it was squatting and straining pretty good, so I went ahead with the 2500. And down the road in a few years, we're going to trade that camper for a fifth wheel, because the truck that I bought is already completely set up for a fifth wheel in the bed. All I got to do is drop a ball down in there.
One of those you pull the little cover off and drop the ball in and put the pin in? Oh, yeah, yeah. Real nice. It's better than that big plate sitting in there. I need to talk to you one night whenever I can slow down and stay awake. I got my FT8 computer and one of the radios working while I was down at the beach. I have a transmitter I've been receiving, and I need to make sure I'm doing it correctly. So I want to talk to you one night and write down those three things that you're supposed to use with it.
That's no problem. You talking about the software?
Once you say if you sent CQ with your call sign and grid square, and then over on the right-hand side, then somebody comes back to you, there's a message that you're supposed to send, three different little messages you're supposed to send to them.
Yeah, I got all that automated into my software. I tell you what we need to do. We need to get you up to the house and let you see how I've got that configured in my software. And in that way, you can write down all the settings. Now, have you got it working on your radio? What kind of radio you got? Kenwood?
I was running the Kenwood TS590S. It's the one I carried with me to the beach, but the one I run here at home is a SG. It's a new upgraded version of it, so I got to change a couple of the menus, turn them on, turn some other stuff off for my plug-ins of the one here at the house.
Okay. you can get it going at the house. You just need to see the other stuff. So why don't you swing by the house one day when you're not covered up, and I'll show you the way I've got those responses worked out. You know, I got mine fully automated. It's all done.
A little sweet spot here in the driveway to hit the repeater. Yeah, I knew you had yours done several years ago, and I had part of the burn ground in mine, and then when I went down there to the beach, I talked to my buddy down there, and he said, take that program and erase it, uninstall it, and then put the latest version in there. He said, that'll help solve a lot of your problems that I was having at the time. And come to find out that I wasn't configuring the radio part right. And in about 5 minutes, he told me, put this here, this there, that, and then try it. And it worked like a charm. And I said, well, I've been working on it for 4 days.
Well, that's good. Well, like I said, you know, all you got to do is say, hey, Wilder, I'm coming on up. Just give me a call and come on, bud.
One night when I hadn't had a long day or a real hot day, and I give you a buzz.
Wiener. So what are you doing just out doing checkups and small repairs today? Where's our sidekick, KN4, KB2HXS?
We had one earlier this morning we met up with, got that halfway dialed in. Still got to do some more work over there because we found all kind of worms popped up that somebody else had done in front of us, and they needed like three more, so I took one off of him and he went toward Greenville, and I went past your house.
You know, I'm glad y'all working out together so good. So, well, listen, I got to jump and run into the O'Reilly here, and look, all you got to do is just give me a call. Let me know when you're coming, okay?
All righty. I'll sure do it, buddy. And I'll write it all down, what I'm supposed to say. Well, that kind of cool stuff. I sort of kind of know what to do because I've got a notebook about 2 inches thick on all that stuff. And the interfaces and all kinds of programs. So I knew that there's three things you got to say to speed it up, like you say, automate it. I'll make sure I'm saying the right thing online. I'll write it down like what you got. Take care, bud. Don't hit your finger and make it look like mine. N4MMW Mobile will be clear after yours.
I mean, buddy, don't catch nothing in your treads out there. KN4VWA, I'm clear and I'm gone for a little bit. 73.